Texas native Amanda Solis is a nurse by day and by night, a Selena tribute artist. But she didn't set out to imitate the queen of Tejano music. In this edition of How I Made It, our series on Latino creators and the work they make, she shares how she started on this unexpected path.
It's hard at times to go out there and do what I do because I'm going to get so much backlash. How dare you? Who are you to think that you could do this and try to live a life as Selena? And then they finally get to know who I am at that moment after I perform, and they get to see that at the end of the day, I'm always Amanda. My name is Amanda Solis, and I am a Selena tribute artist. Growing up, we definitely had our barbecues outside. You know, everybody come over, we're gonna make some barbecue, they're gonna have some drinks, you know, and listen to Tejano music, like Ramon Ayala. To me, Tejano is, it's Texas. I feel like it's the Spanish version of country music. Tejano music is our roots. We listen to that music as soon as it comes on. First thing you're doing is going and grabbing you a partner and running out there and starting to dance and cut a rug on the floor. After my parents had passed away, at the time I was six, it was very hard for me to come to an understanding on realizing that they were never going to come back. I think I kind of just thought of it as, oh, they're on vacation. You know, I know it's not funny, but kind of funny because I was like, I'm thinking that they're on vacation and they're just going to come back one day. But as I grew up, I mean, obviously coming to realize at that age, I didn't really understand the full, they're never coming back. So growing up, we've always listened to Selena's music. Now, I had never seen her at that time. I only heard her on the radio and heard of her. But the first time that I had seen her on TV is when I was taken back, like, holy macaroni, like, this girl's got it going on. And she was performing live in Monterey. And she had this white shirt on and this short, like a skirt, really, you know, shorts and a skirt. And she had these country boots on, and man, she just had this voice and her moves. But not only whenever I was shocked about that, it was just more of like, wow, like, hold on. She kind of looks like my mom. And I think maybe it was because like her style. Back then, that was like the 90s, bustiers and those skorts and the red lips and things of that nature. It was just like, wow, she reminds me of my mom some way. And I was just admiring her at that moment. I never thought being a Selena tribute artist would even be possible. Like that was never a thought in my mind. 4 years ago, my friend was like, hey, let's go out this weekend. Let's do something. My good friend, who's a karaoke DJ, she's going to be at 504. Let's go. And I said, all right, cool. Well, we end up going, you know, just to go hang out. And then she was like, hey, I think you should enroll yourself in singing and sing Bitty Bitty Bum Bum or something. You know, you already look like Selena. You know, and I just started laughing because like growing up, yeah, people had told me time to time that I did resemble her. The first time that I was told that was probably at my quinceañera whenever my tío was telling me, he's like, now that you've grown up, you look like Selena. And I end up getting first place. And I'm like, what? You know, because I'm thinking like, there's no way I'm going to do this. These people are going to, I'm going to break the windows when I sing. And these people are going to run away. Like, I don't know. And Mama Cass, which was the DJ that was holding the competition. She was like, oh, well, by the way, now that you place first place, this is going to take you to the second round. And I'm like, what? Like, you're kidding, right? You know? She's like, no, seriously. And so pick another song and then you'll perform again on this date and then you'll win for the big prize. So I went and I sang Que Querías, which is one of my favorite songs by Selena. Mind you, I never thought that I really could carry a tune. This was just for fun. And sure enough, I ended up, out of all those people, I ended up placing second place. Didn't think anything of it after that. And then all of a sudden, well, you know how social media is and YouTube and people have access to video you and put it on their pages and things like that. And that's basically how it spread. And then like 2 weeks later, I get a phone call from this lady that says, hey, is this Amanda? And I'm like, yeah, this sure is. And she was like, well, I seen your video on YouTube. And I was like, okay, my video on YouTube. She was like, yeah. She goes, I seen that you were performing as Selena. Is this what you do for a living? And I kind of like chuckled about it. And I was like, no, let me see this video because I never seen it and I've never posted anything on YouTube before in my life. And so she was just like telling me about how, you know, they grew up on Tejano music and they love Selena and that her daughter was a huge Selena fan and that her daughter's birthday was going to be coming up. And I was like, okay. She was like, well, I would really love for you to come out and perform. And I was like, well, you understand, I don't do this. She was like, that's fine. She goes, my daughter, she's turning 45. We're doing like a quinceañera for her, even though it's not like a 15, you know, she was turning 45. Well, come to find out her daughter had Down syndrome. And growing up, she's always listened to Selena hardcore. And so I said, you know, okay, I'll practice on a few more songs for you. And definitely I'll go out there and I'll do this. She was like, well, how much do you charge? I was like, I'm not going to charge you crazy. Like, this is just for fun. And it was just a beautiful thing. I ended up doing it, going out there, and I was able to touch this girl's life. It's crazy on how many times, like now that I've performed on these stories, like if you were there to hear these people, like they cry to me. They tell me these things that I've never heard before. Like that lady that had never met me before, the first one that called me to perform for her daughter, had donated the purple jumpsuit to me, literally paid out of her pocket. And I was like, no way, you don't have to do that. And I was like, well, I just want to let you know that I'm so grateful. You know, I'm definitely going to pay it forward. She was like, well, that's what you're doing by doing what you're doing for my daughter. At that time, it's like the seed was planted and I ran with it. People ask me like, how do you prepare yourself to become Selena? But I don't, because this is who I am all the time, minus me, you know, putting my bangs like her or putting on the red lipstick. But what Latina doesn't wear red lipstick? Everybody's like, oh my gosh, you even altered your laugh to sound like her. And I'm like, how is that even possible? The only things that I prepare that are the hardest things for me to do to get into character would be the costume. And practicing to sound good so that I make sure I hit my notes right, you know, and to be a good performer, to basically back up that I'm paying tribute to such an iconic person. Late at night when all the world is sleeping, I stay up and think of you. And I wish on a star that somewhere you are thinking.
Amanda Solis is a Selena tribute artist from Texas City, Texas. 'Cause I'm dreaming.